Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Did you hear the one about the California man who found thousands of ballots in a dumpster? Workers tried to cover that up. Oh, wait, that wasn't true. There were actually empty ballots legally thrown away in 2018. What about the tractor trailer that had a shredder in the back? It was shredding mail-in ballots for Donald Trump. Ooh, sorry. That was actually waste from a direct mail company. But those two stories made it to right-leaning publications, just some of the disinformation littering the election landscape. We're going to debunk other myths in a minute with the fact-finding website Snopes.com. But first, a look at who's behind the bunk. According to a new report, it's not shady actors on Facebook or Russian trolls. It's the president, the Republican Party, and other Republican officials. Professor Yochai Benkler led a team of researchers at the Berkman Klein Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. And Professor Benkler, you crunched a lot of data. What did you find, for instance, about President Trump's Twitter account and mail fraud?
So the Twitter account really functions like a press release. The president said it. So it goes straight into the headlines of all the publications. And then when there is amplification, it's coming from officials, people in the RNC, from his campaign staff, from the White House communications staff.
And creates a sort of propaganda feedback loop. The president tweets about voter fraud, mail fraud. Again, it's very, very rare. But Breitbart, Fox and Friends, The Washington Times, other right-wing outlets write stories, which prove to be untrue. But the president then retweets it. You say that the president has also benefited from center media, mainstream media, the New York Times, NPR as well, believe in kind of a both sides obligation, which you say is failing.
Professional journalists don't want to pick sides. They don't want to be seen to be on one side or another. So often you would have the president say something and it would be outrageous. So it would force itself into the headline. But the framing would be, Democrats want to do this. The president says that on mail-in voting. And then two or three paragraphs down, there would be, there's no evidence that mail-in voter fraud is a significant problem. By August, we began to see much more regular use of the truth sandwich. On Thursday, the president falsely stated that this, lots of studies have said that it's not true. But early on, this basic desire to grab a headline really helped him get his message outside of those inside the propaganda feedback loop and into the more mainstream.
Researchers at Cornell recently analyzed something like 38 million articles about the pandemic. Mentions of Trump made up nearly 38% of what they called the misinformation conversation. That made the president the largest driver of falsehoods about the pandemic around the world. Here you're finding in the United States, he and other Republicans are the biggest drivers about false information about voting. We're about to debunk some of them. Are you saying we shouldn't repeat them?
So the real question is not how you do the fact-checking, like the debunking you're about to do. It's how you report when it comes out on the first day. A lot of media organizations have adopted this dual track. There's the, we're going to report the headline, and there we're going to look completely balanced, and then we're going to do a fact-check on the side. Nobody reads the fact-check except for people who already want to find out that the president is lying. You really do need to do the fact-checking before the headline is written, and the headline and the lead need to teach the audience what you're about to hear is false. Then you can really contain it, and we saw it quite well happening with the New York Post story on Hunter Biden.
Which, as reported, was not true. Harvard Law Professor Yochai Benkler. Professor, thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay, let's bring in Camille Knox, an editor at the Snopes.com fact-checking website. And Camille, as we just heard, most of the falsehoods are coming from either the president or other Republicans. You see that as well. So a lot of our questions are going to be about falsehoods about the Democrats. How about the false claim tweeted out by the president's press secretary that Joe Biden bragged about creating the most extensive voter fraud organization in history? False, but what did you find?
Thanks for having me, Robin, and that's a very good place to start. The footage came from a podcast called Pod Save America. We talked to the Biden campaign, and we found out he was actually referring to something else entirely, and so we ended up having to rate that one as false.
You have to be so careful about people editing things. We should say just today people are talking about a video that's gone viral that claims to show Joe Biden addressing the wrong crowd at a rally. He's in Florida and says hello to people in Minnesota, but it was an edit to make it look like he was in the wrong place. You have to be so careful of that. What about attempts to delegitimize Kamala Harris's candidacy, including saying she's not eligible to be vice president?
We found out that that one was also false. There's three requirements in order for someone to be a candidate for president, and we know it's involves citizenship. Someone needs to be 35 years old, and they have to have been a resident of the U.S. for at least 14 years. And Kamala was born in Oakland, California in 1964. She meets all the requirements there, so that was another one that we ended up rating as false.
Yeah. Well, another rumor says that her birth certificate identifies her as Caucasian. Now, her parents are Jamaican and Indian. What did you find?
That's another false claim that was made out there. There have been a lot of these that have been spreading around. There is not a field on a birth certificate that will tell you that for a child.
Yeah. Look, I suppose we can't address this one enough. This is the false claim spread by the president and others that mail-in ballots increase risk of voter fraud. It is not true, but are people still asking you if it is?
You know, that's one of those that seems like it won't go away, Robin. Our latest rating on that one was mostly false. So we found that, you know, there's no government agency that compiles state-by-state data on voter fraud. But we also found that it's kind of problematic to make comparisons between types of ballot casting systems. And it's really false to claim that mail-in voting substantially increases the risk of fraud, which it does not.
Mm-hmm. Right. Again, on the Biden side, we've seen the tweets falsely alleging that he used the N-word and other racial slurs during a 1985 Senate hearing. Again, false. But what was the real context?
Yeah, so that is definitely something that we rated as false. This one had to do with this meeting with the Senate Judiciary Committee, and they were involving questioning of William Bradford Reynolds, who was the Assistant U.S. Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division. And Biden was reading a memo out loud. And so he did use a racial slur in reference to something else. But again, this one was sort of spliced together. It made it appear as though Joe Biden had said something that he did not say in the context that he said it.
Yeah. There are also plenty of falsehoods about policy. One says Joe Biden has proposed taxing 401k plans. That's false. But tell us a little more about that meme.
That one was one that kind of floated around a little bit. The Biden campaign plan, you know, for addressing savings and retirement issues does not make mention of taxing 401k accounts. And so we couldn't locate any speech or a public statement or anything that would suggest that he was going to tax people's 401ks.
Yeah. The false claim that Biden's tax plan includes a 3% federal property tax on privately owned homes. That is false. There's the whole concept of defunding the police. There's a claim that Kamala Harris tweeted, we need to focus on defunding the police. What did you find?
We found that one was false, Robin. You know, the post that we saw was another one that was circulating around the internet. We saw that the post does not appear on her timeline on Twitter. We're able to go back and you know, check out archived tweets. It doesn't appear on a database that we're able to search of deleted tweets from politicians. So we ended up rating that one false.
Yeah, there's no question there are people on the left who want to defund the police. And there are also lawmakers and police who want to switch some of the funds away from their departments to departments like social services. You know, a real legitimate conversation there. But the president repeatedly claims that Joe Biden supports defunding the police. You found?
We found that one was also false. Biden does stand by his proposals to overhaul policing, but he's never specifically said that he wanted to defund the police. Instead, he said he wanted to require local law enforcement agencies to agree to certain best practices in order to get federal funding and to invest more in services like mental health counseling. But never has he implicitly said he'd like to defund the police.
Okay, a couple in the bizarre category. There's a picture circulating that claims falsely to show that Hunter Biden used Malia Obama's credit card to snort cocaine. It's false. Where did this even come from?
Good question. So this kind of stems from that big New York Post investigation where they were talking about all the things that were obtained from Hunter Biden's laptop, and it caused a bunch of immediate red flags. And so we ended up finding out, obviously, the credit card did not belong to Malia Obama, namely because she was 13 in 2011. and minors obviously are not allowed to open up credit card accounts. And it looks like this picture was something that we call made up out of whole cloth. It's just something that people pulled out of thin air.
Yeah, not true. And again, most of what you have to debunk has to do with claims from the right about the left. And as we hear, that's where the preponderance of disinformation comes from.
Absolutely.
But let's just make sure we say there's also no truth to the claim that Mitch McConnell would not accept a female moderated debate, or that Vice President Pence delivered empty boxes of PPE to a rehab center.
Both of those ratings are false. The former stemmed from McConnell's 2020 race against Amy McGrath. And we had no evidence that existed to confirm that he said he would not participate in these debates that included female moderators. And so that one was definitely false. And then the one in regards to PPE, that was genuine footage of Pence, but it was something that he did sort of jokingly. And he said that, you know, he should carry one of the empty boxes for the cameras. But he actually did carry boxes that had PPE in them before he did that. So people kind of took that small piece of it and ran with it. But again, was another one we rated false.
Snopes.com editor Camille Knox. Before you go to the polls, if you've got a question, go to Snopes.com. Camille, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Robin. Have a wonderful rest of your day.